Nobody's talking about cutting any spending. And in the midst of this crisis of a major deficit and a national debt increase coming up, nobody wants to talk about military cuts. Nobody, do you think they're not going to give the farmers their due? Because now the milk will be doubled in price if they do that. So the farm bill will get passed. The safety net is always available to rich and poor. Republicans and Democrats all support this. Now there's been a recent hurricane. There will be no hesitation whatsoever to spend that money without offsetting it. So the Republicans and Democrats, they pretend they're fighting up there, but they really aren't. They're arguing over power and spin and who looks good and who looks bad, but they're all trying to preserve this system where they can spend what they want, take care of their friends, and let the Fed print the money when they need it. But the markets are saying, and it'll get a lot worse, I think they're saying, there's a limit to this, and we're reaching it, and there is not going to be a political solution here in the next 20 days or 30 days or even 6 months. Whatever they do here between now and the beginning of the year will just be fluff, and it will not solve our problems. Right. Admission, that our government is spending way too much, and it's way beyond our means, and there's not a single bit of effort to cut anything. Even when they talk about slashing the budget and these cuts, they're only talking about tinkering on the edges of proposed automatic increases. So they're so far removed from admitting the seriousness of this crisis, and if they don't admit it, they can't solve the problem. Right. They're like a bunch of drug addicts that just want another fix, and that's what they're looking for.